Hello again, everybody. This is Bruce Chesson from Georgetown University Hospital, the Lombardi Comprehensive Cancer Center, speaking to you today from Medscape Hematology. Well, it's that time again. The end of May is rolling around and ASCO 2015 is a-coming up. At this meeting, if you are an aficionado of hematologic malignancies, you will find one session each for lymphoma, Hodgkin's and non-Hodgkin's, leukemia, acute and chronic, and multiple myeloma. And these will be spread out over 4 days. So, what can we expect? Well, there are some interesting abstracts that will be presented. For example, in lymphoma, there will be the Gadolin trial. This is a randomized phase 3 in rituximab refractory patients of bendamustine plus or minus obinutuzumab, the other anti-CD20. Interesting data will be presented. There'll be some information on polatuzumab vedotin, the anti-CD79B antibody drug conjugate in combination with rituximab. These are compounds which an antibody is bound to a toxin, gets internalized within the malignant cell, kills those cells, and they really work. There'll be additional data on the combination of what I call A squared VD, or Adcetris, brentuximab vedotin, Adriamycin, vinblastine, and dacarbazine in early stage Hodgkin lymphoma. And the same antibody-drug conjugate, BV, will be combined with R-CHOP for patients with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. So there is a lot of interest and a lot of data coming out with the antibody-drug conjugates. In the leukemia field, we'll see the first offering of bendamustine rituximab with or without ibrutinib in chronic lymphocytic leukemia. The treatment that's got lots of my patients curious and excited, CART-19 therapy. There'll be a study presented in patients with acute lymphoblastic leukemia of the B-cell variety. And there'll be a triplet, I like triplets, of biological agents, ublituximab, which is another anti-CD20, TGR-1252, which is a PI3 kinase inhibitor, and ibrutinib. So we'll be seeing those data in lymphoma. For those of you interested in myeloma, you're going to have to wait until Tuesday. But there you'll hear the results of the ELEQUENT trial. This is lenalidomide dex with or without elotuzumab, which is a signaling lymphocyte activation molecule number 7, or SLAM7. You'll also see the ENDEAVOR trial, which is carfilzomib dex versus bortezomib dex, duking it out to see which is the better proteasome inhibitor. Data will be presented on a monoclonal antibody for myeloma, that being CD38 daratumumab. Promising. And finally, there'll be some data on the combination of panobinostat, the HDAC inhibitor, and carfilzomib. Those are just some of the interesting studies that should capture your interest and get you going to those sessions at the American Society of Clinical Oncology. But for those of us who would like to see a little more lymphoma, don't forget the ICML or Lugano meeting coming up in the middle of June in Lugano, Switzerland. Now, I like Chicago a lot, but then there's Lugano, Switzerland. So this is Bruce Chesson signing off for a little teaser about the upcoming ASCO meeting. Hope to see you there, and I hope you'll enjoy the various hematologic oncology sessions. Thanks.